This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair here, and I'd like to welcome you to a pre-Earth Day edition of Issues of the Environment. The 2018 theme for Earth Day is End Plastic Pollution. Now, that's a big concept and a lofty goal. Achieving success is going to have to come from the result of a lot of smaller measures that work in concert together. One such plastic initiative is about to get underway in Ann Arbor. Now, there are a number of plastic film items that are either disallowed in regular recycling or end up causing damage to the recycling machines at materials recovery facilities. These are items like the plastic wrapping on the case of the bottled water you buy, around the newspapers that are thrown on your doorstep. Those are just a few. Right now, that kind of plastic typically ends up in the garbage and later in the landfill. An Ann Arbor Resource Management Team initiative is launching a plan to join others around the country in getting this plastic out of the waste stream. It's part of the larger goal of driving up recycling and recovery rates in Ann Arbor. Our guest this morning is an expert in these matters. Todd Bielkowski is a principal at the packaging consulting group PTIS LLC. He has more than two decades of experience in food and pharmaceutical packaging. And Todd, thank you so much for the time today.
Great. Thanks, David. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk about the program.
Let's start with an overview of what is about to happen in Ann Arbor. What are we looking to do that would actually take these plastics out of the waste stream and improve the health of our environment?
Well, what we're looking to do is pull out specifically plastic bags, flexible packaging that is made of a specific type of plastic called polyethylene. And polyethylene is what is used for almost all of the grocery store bags. The program really looks to utilize this existing infrastructure where retailers have collection bins in the front of stores in order for you to take back and recycle the grocery bags. The opportunity here is to also put into those bins materials that are and packages that are made of flexible polyethylene. There's honestly a number of materials that consumers are not aware of because we've, as an industry, have not done a very good job to date of educating consumers of what can and cannot be recycled and which flexible packages are made of polyethylene.
Now, a lot of the packages we pick up at the grocery store or at other stores for that matter have a number that is associated with the kind of recycling that it is. Is there a labeling system in place where we can determine these polyethylene products, or do we kind of have to be an environmental expert to figure it all out?
Well, it's a sort of a combination, and we're actually at a bit of a crossroads right now. The number that you traditionally see on plastic packaging, where you'll have a number one for PET or a number two for HDPE, a high-density polyethylene, those were devised by industry really to let the industry know what the type of plastics are being used. The problem with that, from a recycling standpoint, it really is based on the material and the format in order if something is honestly recycled. So the polyethylene that we're talking about here today traditionally will be a number four, which is a low-density polyethylene bag. You will find that on some packages, but honestly, it's not on a whole lot of flexible packaging. It tends to be more on the rigid plastics.
So we have to do a lot of figuring out on our own, and that is part of what this initiative in Ann Arbor is going to be, is to help educate us so that we can get those out of the waste stream. Let me ask you this. There are a lot of states in the country considering banning plastic bags at grocery stores. There are certainly, you know, overpackaging of toys and products in our stores. Are we just kind of enabling that ongoing process by taking a look at the back end instead of the front end?
Oh, no, absolutely. The industry in general, there are examples where there is overpackaging, and you did mention toys. There are a number of areas where, you know, if it's a gift product, those tend to have a more extensive packaging as well. But companies in general aren't in the business of overpackaging because it ends up as it's a cost for them. So while there may be opportunities, and we can all cite specific examples, generally, the businesses, and they've gotten much better, and I'd say the last 5 years in particular, of really looking to design for recycling or design for minimal environmental impact wherever possible. They're utilizing tools like a life cycle assessment early in the design process to help drive some of those decisions. They're also looking at what types of materials can or cannot be recycled. One of the challenges with flexible packaging that we had brought up and that we're talking about is that while it's extremely light and very strong, and typically will have a very low life cycle impact versus other materials, there has been some challenges in recycling. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do with this program is start to communicate to consumers that there are a number of package formats that can be recycled as part of the store drop-off program.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and the theme for Earth Day this coming Sunday is End Plastic Pollution. Our guest this morning is Todd Bukowski, and Todd is a packaging expert who's helping us understand what the city of Ann Arbor is trying to do to move closer towards that goal. Todd, one of the reasons that recycling has been as successful as it is in Ann Arbor and like-minded communities is that it is very convenient. Now we're talking about encouraging people to take these recyclables back to the stores to drop them off. Is that a model of success? Do we have examples around the country where we see this working?
Yes, there have been a number of cities that have recently started implementing a similar program. One area is Washington, D.C., they used to honestly have a program where they would allow consumers to put flexible packaging in their recycling carts, curbside. And what they found was it was leading to an awful lot of downtime at their mature recovery facilities because the packaging ended up getting stuck on the equipment. So what they have recently done is implemented this store drop-off program with a lot of communication to consumers about the types of packages that can go in it. So things like the bottle overwraps for water bottles, dry cleaning bags, bread bags, even the air pillows that you get with e-commerce purchases, the newspaper bags, as well as overwraps that are for paper towel, napkins, toilet tissue, and so forth. These are all examples of packaging that's made of all polyethylene that can be implemented and dropped off at the store drop-off programs.
I'm sitting here thinking, all of the items you just mentioned, you add it all up. I can't imagine the kind of tonnage that that is adding to our landfills on an annual basis. So as we look at what Ann Arbor is moving towards implementing, does it all start with that educational component and move forward from there?
Absolutely. Because one of the keys with recycling is in order for it to be economically viable is it has to be have a clean stream with very little contamination. In order to achieve that, we really will have to do a great job of educating consumers that these are the specific package formats and materials that can be recycled. Items that are excluded and would not be able to be dropped off in these store drop-off programs would be things like potato chip bags, candy bar wrappers, foil pouches. These typically are made up of multiple types of material, so they're not an all polyethylene structure. So these would not be able to be part of the program. With that education that we'll obviously be doing locally, there's a national movement that's taking place as well. And some consumers may have started to see on some packages a symbol, and it has a website, howto2recycle.info. The How to Recycle program is a relatively recent and new labeling system that a number of brand owners, so companies like Kellogg's, General Mills, for instance, as well as a number of smaller companies like Nature's Path, Seventh Generation, Annie's Organics, Plum Organics, they are putting on their packaging which components of a package can be recycled. And in this instance, or if you were to take, say, a cereal box, it will have two recycling notes on this package. One will talk about the carton, which can be recycled curbside, and the other will talk about the cereal bag liner, which will have a plastic film designation. It will say store drop-off. And that store drop-off means that that liner, if cleaned out, can be part of the bag drop-off. So when you return your grocery bags, these type of materials can go back and be placed in that store bin because it's made of the exact same material as your as the plastic bags.
This sounds like a great but yet another baby step towards the goal of this year's Earth Day theme, which is End Plastic Pollution. Looking way down the line, can you foresee a time where all plastics are recyclable and that we have a system that accommodates the majority of that, or even a time when we find alternatives to plastic products that may be more biodegradable and less harmful?
There are movements in both directions. One of the areas that there's a lot of research going on is an area called chemical recycling, which basically takes the plastics and breaks them down to their monomers, so the chemical makeup of the plastics. that if that becomes economically feasible, which likely honestly isn't going to happen for another 5 to 10 years, that will allow an awful lot more of materials to be recycled economically. So there is a movement and a number of research taking place in that area. As far as compostable plastics or biodegradable plastics, there certainly is a lot of research and some applications of those as well. The thing to remember with the compostable or biodegradable plastics is a lot of those have to be placed in an industrial compost facility. They tend to work better at higher temperatures. And so even a compostable plastic may not necessarily break down in a home compost environment.
So it would take a commercial recovery and then recycling facility.
Correct.
Todd, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate your expertise.
Great. Thank you, David. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
That is Todd Bukowski of PTIS LLC, a packaging expert, helping us understand ways to better reduce plastic films from our waste streams and increase recycle and recovery rates. It's part of the theme of this coming Sunday's Earth Day, which is End Plastic Pollution. I'm David Fair, and Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. It's heard each Wednesday, only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.